At about the same time in the 5th and 6th centuries BCE, Buddha and Confucius were exploring similar territory. Although the path of authenticity as a term is largely traced in the West, I wanted you to know that the principles behind it were emerging simultaneously across other cultures, in this case, India and China. One of Buddha's main concerns in this field was that you should recognize your agency and question what you as an individual can do in your circumstances. He famously sought to transcend suffering, and part of that was to stop saying your circumstances are everyone else's fault, because accountability was key for Buddha. He said the purpose of life is to live it as well as possible. He noted the challenge of that was that it's much easier to make bad decisions than good. Confucius was much more interested in the context of this. By acknowledging individual truth and experience, Confucius rejected ideas that could become ideologies and societies that dictate behaviour. He said that the individual is responsible for researching and acting with knowledge and sincerity for its own sake. And that's not about a source of truth. He said, every time you ask me the same question, you'll ask it in a different circumstance, and that's why you'll get a different answer. Why did these ideas arrive at the same time in different continents? Well, this period of history saw the emergence of trade, travel, farming, coins, cities. The importance of tribalism in binding a society together was starting to disintegrate as people started to mix and, well, integrate. And so the question of how do we live together peacefully was important to anyone who didn't want to directly profit from conflict. Confucius, Socrates, and Buddha all believed that change was an essential condition of living. They realized that in order to understand people with different experiences, we must take the time to evolve our own thinking and recognize the role we play in creating a society.